From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Leanne Hansen.
And I'm Noah Adams. Today brought several new developments in the saga of the collapse of the Enron Corporation. This evening, former company chairman and CEO Kenneth Lay announced he will step down from Enron's board of directors. His position on the board was his last formal connection to the bankrupt energy giant. NPR's Emily Harris is here to bring us up to date. Emily, Mr. Lay quit his job as chief executive last month. Why now does he decide to leave the board?
Well, he says he's decided to leave because he wants Enron to survive. He put out a statement saying that several of all these investigations into the collapse of Enron are focusing on him personally. And he says that he thinks remaining involved in any form is just not going to help Enron come back as any type of company. A spokesperson for Mr. Lay said that this was a decision he came to himself and told her about yesterday. She says it was not due to pressure from the creditors committee, unlike when he resigned as chairman and CEO last month. That was on the request of the creditors committee.
Well, what indeed could this strategy mean for the company, Enron?
Well, Enron's facing a pretty tough road ahead trying to get out of bankruptcy court anyway, but this does mean that the company can try to go forward without any further questions raised about Lay's leadership. I suspect some employees actually will be sorry to see him completely sever his ties with the company. He really did build Enron from the merger of two pipeline companies to this massive energy trading company, and had a vision of creating an energy trading company that would grow as deregulated markets grew. And a lot of his employees really signed on to that vision as well.
Kenneth Lay was supposed to testify before two congressional committees here in Washington this week. He changed his mind at the last minute. One prominent senator called for a special counsel to investigate the company's collapse. Is that going to happen?
No, that's probably not going to happen, not at this point anyway. A Democratic Senator, Ernest Hollings, said at a news conference today that he felt a special counsel was needed to investigate Enron's collapse because he says there are too many people in the Bush administration with connections to Enron to carry out an effective investigation. Hollings and others are frustrated that many of these key Enron players won't come before Congress, of course. But tonight the Department of Justice said there is really no reason to appoint a special counsel. They say there's no conflict of interest, and a special counsel won't serve the public interest.
Thank you, Emily.
Thanks, Noah.